מתחילת מן פרשס היעיל לצבים
We're holding the Siyata Dishmaya Erev Shabbos Kiddush Shabbos Parshas Vayelech Shabbos Shuva Bolinu L'Toivu. I always wondered we know we're Naseis Mitshuva, and therefore the Shabbos gets the name Shabbos Shuva. But maybe Shabbos should have been called Shabbos Teshuva. Yeshemim Shabbos Teshuva. There are different neschois for the explanation of the Shabbos. I want to share with you something on this Erev Shabbos, Shabbos Shuva, Parshas Vayelech, from the Shem Shmuel, a deeper insight into understanding this Shabbos Kodesh. The Shem Shmuel, in Shnas Tov Reish Ayin Vov, he writes, he says, in Medrash it says, why does the Torah tell us to make a bris milah on the eighth day? Says the Medrash, Achiyiru Panei Hamatruna Tchilo Shabbos Kodesh, that we want the Tinoik to be Mekabel the Panei Hashchina before the child goes into Brisa Shel Avraham Avinu. We want the child to go through a Shabbos Kodesh. Rosh Hashanah explains the Shem Shmuel, a person is born, we're very Yochadosh Ayoyim Haras Olam. When we say that Rosh Hashanah is the birthday of the world, it doesn't mean the creation of the world, because the world was created on Chof Hei Elo. When we say Yom Haras Olam, we mean the Adam. The man, we're celebrating the creation of the Adam. The Adam, we are now being recreated, Michodosh, on Rosh Hashanah, says the Shem Shmuel, Memela. Before we reach Yom Kippur, before we go to Yom Kippur, to the Ozerol Tzadik of Yom Kippur, we need to go through a Shabbos to get the koyach of the Shabbos, the first Shabbos of the year. Lefnei Hashem Tetoru, before we get ready for the Lefnei Hashem Tetoru. That is the Shabbos Shuvah. We're connecting, we're returning to the koyach of Shabbos, which without that, we haven't got the koyach to pull through the week. Kimimino, Mizborchin Shita Yoimin, the Aschola, the Rishis. We've been so busy with the Simonim over Rosh Hashanah. What's the koyach of the Simonim? The Rishis. The beginning is the power, the koyach. The first Shabbos of the year. I remember Motzei Rosh Hashanah one year. I was by my Rebbe of Don Segal for Avdola, and after Avdola he took out Shloah Kodesh. He showed us in Shleiluch HaSabris where the Shloah Kodesh writes that every day after Rosh Hashanah of the week is Keneged in the second every day of the previous year. Always wondered how that worked. We're already in the beginning of the next year. And I was thinking that Hagufa could be the koyach of the 7 days that we have is the koyach of the Rishis. We want the Rishis of the year. The Shloah Kodesh explained to us the Rishis. You have to have the koyach of the first of every single day of the year to give us the power that Be'ez Hashem the next year should have that koyach of Aschola. You know, soon after I came to Manchester, I went to visit a mishpocha here in Manchester, and I was talking to the Eim Abayis in the dining room, and during the conversation I noticed an interesting tree in the corner of the room. So I asked her, I said to her, what is this tree? So she told me, this is a tangerine tree. I said to her, how many years have you had this tree for? She said, about 15 years. I said, 15 years? So she said to me, I said, yeah, how many tangerines have you had over the last 15 years? She said, one. I said, one tangerine? I said, normally a tree grows after an amount of years. She said, and my son was eating a tangerine one day, and after finishing tangerine, he was playing with one of the pips, and he took the pip and he was peeling the outer layer of the pip, peeled it off, and then afterwards he decided, you know what, let me plant this pip. He took a plant pot, he planted the pip, and it grew into a sapling, into a tree. She said, because when he planted that pip, it wasn't bishlemus. He'd really tampered with it. Mainly the tree never really grew to its true potential. 15 years later, potentially hundreds of tangerines later, one tangerine, the koyach of the rishis. Zog Hashem Shmuel, we want to start the year, we want to go into Yom Kippur with a Shabbos Kodesh. Like the Medrash says, a person doesn't go into Bris Milah until the Neshama has been through a Shabbos Kodesh. Moving on, before we come back, Be'ez Hashem Tanyona Deyoyma a little bit, I want to speak a few minutes about the Parsha, Parsha Zayelech. Even though it's a small Parsha, and the Meforshim may be short, Baruch Hashem is plenty, you say this in the Parsha. Moshe Rabbeinu, the last day of his life, says to Klal Yisrael, "Vayim aleim ben meo ve'esim shono noichi ayoim lo yuchal oid lotzeis ve'lovoi." So everybody asked the question, "What's the nusach lotzeis ve'lovoi?" Moshe Rabbeinu said, "I can't go out and I come in lotzeis ve'lovoi." Rashi brings a few pshatim. Rashi says, the first pshat is, I would have thought, says Rashi, that he was koyach, was weak. Says no, leikasa ino le nos leicho. Says, so what do you mean leuchal? Eini rishoy, I'm not allowed to anymore come in front of Klal Yisrael. It's been given over to Yeshua. Says Rashi, second shot. Dover achir, lotzes velovoi bedivri teira. Melamed, shenistumu mimenu, mesoyres, mayonos achochma. Moshe Rabbeinu felt there was a sudden blockage. The Maseiros HaChochma have been blocked. Question is, Frank de Welt, why did the Rebbein Shem need to block Moshe Rabbeinu's Mayonis HaChochma? Could there have been other ways that Moshe Rabbeinu could have prepared to give over the leadership to Yeshua? Could have prepared to move on to Olam HaEmes? Why did the Rebbeinu have to block the Mayonis HaChochma of Moshe Rabbeinu? Says the Sifsi Chachomim, Merde Gezach. Says the Chachomim, says, I'll read out his Loshen, Shelo Yitztaye, Shenot Lagdula Memenu, Menos Leyeshua, however much Moshe Rabbeinu was proud to give over to Yeshua, would give him a certain element of Tzah to give over, Mitztaye, Shenot Lagdula Memenu, Menos Leyeshua, without the Chochma Satoira, says Moshe Rabbeinu, Lomeli Chaim, I have no life, my life is not worth living. Kihein Chayinu Baruch Yameinu. The Mela, the Rabbeinu Shlilim, understood that the best way to help Moshe in transition to the next stage of his Avida, or his Tachlis, is to be Seisim Ayonis. They say over. They asked the Ponovich Rav once, they said, how were you zeichet to be one of the biggest Torah builders of the generation? What was it? Where did that flame get ignited in your neshama? So the Ponovich Rav says, when I was a child, my parents gave me the shlachmonos on Purim to give to the Rav of our town. He says, and the shlachmonos wasn't, and nowadays a bottle of wine and some chocolates, whatever it is people give today. He said, in those days, my parents gave me two things, a box of candles and a new Gemara that was just printed, new Gemara Baba Basra. Those two things were they gave to give shlachmonos. I'm not giving a halachashe now, whether they use shlachmonos, that's not the discussion today, but Yitz Hashem, maybe Nipurim. I was a young child then, and I took this Gemara and this box of candles to the Rav of our town. And I come in there, the Rav is sitting there Purim, he takes it from me, and I saw the most unbelievable sight of my life. He said, my Rav put down the box of candles and he took this new Gemara Baba Basra. And he started crying with tears of simcha that he was zeicher to a new Gemara Baba Basra, a new print that he can learn it, v'shleimus. Says upon the vision of those tears, that avas haTorah of that Rav ignited a flame inside me to build Torah for the whole world. So this is the Chachamim, that was Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was kulkulei Torah. Torah was his everything, his essence. And the Mele, the Rabbeinu Shleinu knew to be Seisim Ayonis Chochma would be the best way to have Moshe in transition. That Rashi doesn't explain. I haven't got a hezbah. I don't know. It's place for you to be mechadash sheichet. Other rabbi. Moving on in the parasha, Pasuk Yud Beis states, Hakel esom anoshim v'anoshim v'ataf v'gerach Hashem b'sharecho l'man yishmu l'man yilmedu v'yoro es Hashem elikeichem. There's the mitzvah of Hakel. Everybody knows, whenever we talk about Hakel, we know that there's the mitzvah to bring the fathers and the mothers and the children and the babies. Leman yishmu leman yilmedu yiras Hashem. So the question is, fathers, I understand you want to teach them yiras Hashem. The mothers, we understand you want to teach them, but the taf, the children, why? Says the Gemara in Chagiga of Gimel Amud Aleph, says the Gemara, Maisa b'Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika, there was a story of Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika and Rabbi Elazar ben Chisma. They were walking in the street and he went to be Magvil, the ponim of Rabbi Yeshua in Pekin. So they meet the Rebbe, Rabbi Yeshua, and they say to him, Rebbe, and he says to them, Ma chiddush hoya b'beis ha-medrash hayoy. He says to them, tell me, what was the chiddush in this medrash today? Share with me the chiddush. We're drinking from your water. Rebbe, you tell us a chiddush. You want us to tell you a chiddush. You tell us a chiddush. Omer lohem, he said to them, Ava pikein, yefshel b'smedrash b'le chiddush. He said, you're right. Oh, but there's no such thing as a smedrash. A chiddush, tell me, what was the chiddush in b'smedrash? Shabbos shemihoi, so who spoke in yeshiva in this Shabbos? Shabbos, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah spoke. Ma'isa Godus, what did he speak about? Spoke in Pashas Hakel. Ma'ad Dorishba, what did he dash in Pashas Hakel? Zogt the Gemara. He says that there's Noshim, Anoshim and Taf. He says, "Im Anoshim boim lilmud, Noshim boim lishmaya." The men come to learn, the women come to hear. Taf loma boim. Why did the children come? The famous words of the Gemara. Litain schar lemoviyehem, to give schar to those that bring them. So says the Nesivus in a sefer the Nachlis Yaakov. He says, let's understand practical cheshbon. If the father's not there and the mother's not home, who's going to babysit the children? You can't leave the children alone at home. They're going to be magal priya. Of course they're going to have to bring the children with. So what's pshat over here? They have to do a memela. So memela, he says, must be the Rebbeinu Shleilim's chesed. If you had to do it anyway, you're going to get schar for doing it. That's the chesed of Rebbeinu Shleilim. Litan schar lemoviyehem. That will do. It will give you a schar for bringing over your children. Oba, we have to understand. Freaked, interesting pair, Shnei Leviim Isnabim, the Sfasemus and Viruchim, they ask, okay, very nice pshat. Oh, but what's this diamond, Magni Setuva? He said, you told me, Rabbi Shua thanked them, telling me this beautiful diamond. You told me a pshat, what's amazing pshat, what's this diamond that you shared with me? So they say, Sfasemus and Viruchim, the Sevazim. You know, if you want to give Klal Yisrael schar for doing a mitzvah, we could have told them, you know, schlep a sack of potatoes up with you to Hakel, the Mesiras Nefesh, the difficulty, you know, take a box of chocolate for the Oyla, Mechveis, you know, you want to give schar. What's that for bringing the taf the children with? The Mela Zokter, the famous Yesoid, that Hakel told them, the diamond that they discovered, Yeshua discovered was, that bringing children to a Mokum Kodesh, bringing children to a place with Ashpor is in the air, the Ashpor, Toiv of Kedush is there, is Mashpia on the children. It Mashpia on the child. And when they get older, they have a Kesher to Hakil. Oh, but what's the Magunis Atuva? So the Yerushalmi says, in Yevomos Alevov, that Rabbi Yeshua, when he was a child, what did his mother do? His mother took Rabbi Yeshua as a child to the Beis Medrash that he should drink in the Torah. Maybe Rabbi Yeshua understood it. For him, it was a damad. He was a peri of that. He was a peri of his mother understanding the koyach of being in a mokum kodesh, in a mokum shom kedusha to be seifed the hashpo. That's the extra diamond, the magalis tuva that Rabbi Yeshua discovered. The koyach of the Ashpo. Moving on, in the parasha Pasuk Yud Ches, the famous words that the Rabbeinu Shlom says, Klal Yisrael, that if we don't live with the Rabbeinu Shlom, V'anoichi hasteir aster ponai b'yoyim ha'hu. I will hide myself in those days. Hasteir aster ponai b'yoyim ha'hu. Zogrev Shimshon, he says, you know, a whole world, we're busy talking about Hesteponim. I mean, I have a Poshkin in the Torah, but look, Hesteponim. What does it mean, Hesteponim? Does it mean, Hesteponim, that the Rabbeinu Shleilam distances himself from Klal Yisrael? You know, we talk about it in such open language, such common words, discuss Hesteponim. Zogrev Shimshon, unbelievable, you saw it. He says, if we go into a shul, and you point to the mechitza of the shul, and you say to the people in the shul, you say to them, what is this mechitza doing? So you'll say that the mechitza is separating the men and the women. That's what the mechitza is doing. So Rav Shimshon, Adarabba, he says, Adarabba, the mechitza is not separating the men and the women. The mechitza is bringing them as close as possible together. If not for the mechitza, the women can't come into the shul. If not for the mechitza, we wouldn't be able to be in this kirva of both the men, both the women davening to Rabbeinu Shlom in the same Beis Medrash, same Beis HaKnesses. The mechitza is mekarev. Zog Rav Shimshon Amurdi Gediuk. I never understood this. By Kabbalah Satoira, the time that we got the Torah, we know that Har Sinai had beautiful flowers on it. It was the unbelievable, the Reach. So we are, the big question is, why Bashas Kabbalah Satoira is there Choshech Onan V'Arofel? Why was there dark clouds, there's thunder, why was there such a massive, such a black cloud over Hasina? Adarav, it should be the most shining day, the most day of licht, the most day of light. What's this, what's going on over here? The Pasuk says, Takav Yibay Mashlishim Yisabekev Onan Kovid Alohor Hasina Oshon Kuloi. And I'll explain you the Yesoid a bit deeper with the story they say over in the time of the Blitz in London. So the Germans were bombing and they had to make sure that they didn't notice any light on ground, they had nowhere to bomb otherwise, they'd find where civilization is, where people were living. So they say over, this old man went to the shop and he went to buy some thick curtains so he could be able to live in the house with thick curtains that the light shouldn't shine out from their house. He goes into the shop that sells the material there in London and he asks the shopkeeper, can I have material? She says, what's it for? He says, it's for thick curtains. I need to block out the light. She said, okay. She says, so how strong is the light? He says, I'm not... How strong the light is? He says, "I don't. What's enough for me now? How strong the light is? I need to have a curtain that will make sure nobody can see." And he says, "No, no, no." He says, "The stronger the light, that's how thick the curtain is going to have to be." Says the Rabbeinu Shleilam, "I am coming down to Har Sinai. I'm coming closer to you than I've ever come. I'm going to have to make a thick layer of chishuch onur v'arofel in order for me to come closer to you." V'hanoichi haste aster ponai b'yom ahu. Explains of Shimshon, the Rebbe Shimshon saying, I'm hiding, but I'm next to you. I'm hiding next to you. I'm right there behind that thick dark cloud. And this is Meduik and the Sforna. So the Sforna, Loike Moshe Choshvuein, Be'omram She'eini Be'kirbom. Ki Omnam B'chol Mokhaim She'yiu Tiesh Chinosi Metsuyashom. Adarab, Hester upon it means the Rabbi Shalom is there. I'm here with you. I've just put that thick cloud to separate me from you. They shouldn't see that I'm there, but I'm there. I'm close to Mamash there behind the cloud. Famous mitzvah. Last mitzvah in the Torah. The most beautiful mitzvah, the last mitzvah, Achron Choviv in the Torah, right to Sefer Torah, says the Rambam in Ilchus Sefer Torah, mitzvah sasei, I'll call Ish Yisroel, lichtev Sefer Torah le'atzmoi, there's a mitzvah to write your own Sefer Torah. And what's the Makoi? The Makoi is this week's pasuk. The Kisvul Achem Esashira Azois, says the Gemara Menachos. If you write the Sefer Torah, it's clearly you're Makabal to in our Sinai. But then there's an interesting Gemara. The Gemara says, what happens if you're Yerush, a beautiful, beautiful Sefer Torah from your parents? This is a family heirloom. You have the Sefer Torah. It's in a beautiful case in the dining room. Do we need to write another Sefer Torah? I've already got a beautiful one for my parents. So the Gemara says, Nedron Chavalev, Ava Bishenichu Le'avoisov, Lo'odom Sefer Torah. Mitzvah lichta mishaloi. There's still a mitzvah to write your own Sefer Torah. Shenemar, v'ata kisvu lachem es hashira hazois. Says the Ksav Sofer, the most unbelievable understanding in this mitzvah of Tzivah Sefer Torah. Says Ksav Sofer, why is it that we have to write a new Sefer Torah? Why is the mitzvah everybody has the mitzvah to write their own Sefer Torah? Says the Ksav Sofer, a murder de gezach. He says, we have parents, we have Masorah, we have parents that live the life of Torah mitzvahs in a certain way. He said, our way is to continue with the Tariag mitzvahs so that everybody has to write their own Sefer Torah. They have to connect to Torah mitzvahs in their unique way. Just because a person's father was Mekayim mitzvahs in a certain way, and to him it talks to him a bit more of emphasis on a different chelik of Torah mitzvahs. Other others, says the Chasam Sofer, says the Ksav Sofer, v'atem kisvu lechem es hashira hazois, every person's mechuyev to write their own Sefer Torah with their own avodas Hashem in a way that they will connect to the Rebbein Shem in the best possible way. And Reb Tzvi Heschfer ben Zichr Tzadik Livracha, he explains this yesod to the Moshe. He said there was the father. He was getting old and weak, and as his last few moments approach, he says to his children, listen, in this drawer I've written a tzavor, but do not open the tzavor for the next 10 years. He's nifter, they listen to his words, they don't open the tzavor for the next 10 years. 10 years later, they open the tzavor, and the tzavor says that in this place is the Yerusha. They follow the directions there, they go to the area. They're not so quick with the area. They get there and they can't find it. It's not there. They're already getting lost. And they showed him. And they find some old man there. He said, listen, we're looking for this in this area. He says, no. 5 years ago, they changed the roads over here. And it's the road you're looking for. You have to go a different way to get there. And he shows them and they get there and they find the treasure. Says Reb Tzvi Heschfer, but he says, Avada, the treasure is the same. The same Torah. Listen to the deal, Ksav Sofer. He says the Torah is the same Tariag Mitzvahs. We can't change one dot from the Sefer Torah that ever was. Oh, but the treasure is the same treasure. Oh, but how we get to the treasure, everybody has to work out his unique path of the Avodas Hashem. You know, somebody's father in Limud Torah could have been a person that has a big lamdan, and he's more noted to halacha. Somebody's father could have been a more bar machshava. Somebody's father could have been more noted to chassidus. Whatever it's going to be, we have to remember Ksav Sofer v'atem kisvu lechem es hashira hazois. The greatest Sefer Torah we have to write is our unique Sefer Torah hazois, and that way it will be a shira. Zog the Divrei Yecheskel, beautiful. Says the Yecheskel, it says in Parshas Lech Lecha, Vayomer Avraham Hashem Elokim. I've got no children. Matitinli. Heyolech Hariri, Uben Mesek Besi, the Mesek Eliezer. Avraham Avinu is asking Rabbeinu Shlomo, give me children. I haven't got a hemshah. Please, give me children. And I've got the Mesek Eliezer. Freaked. I don't understand. If Avraham Avinu is putting in a plea to the Rabbeinu Shlomo, please give me children, then why are you mentioning what your personal children? To be mamshech is derech. To be mamshech darker, to continue his legacy. But he's telling Rabbeinu Shlomo, I've already got Yeshua. I've got Yeshua, but Mesek Besi, the Mesek Eliezer, why is he mentioning Yeshua? Don't mention Yeshua. Say, Rabbeinu Shlomo, I haven't got children. Give me children. Why are you mentioning Yeshua? And this, if the whole idea of children is a hemshech, why are you mentioning Yeshua? Why mentioning Eliezer? Eliezer, listen to the Moedig of Pshat. Zok Divri Cheskel. He says, what does it mean, Eliezer, ben Damesk Eliezer? He's doing a mashka. He's just saying over, he's repeating. He's not really giving over his own chelik in Torah. He's giving over my chelik in Torah. Rabbeinu Shalom, I want more than that. I want a child that's going to be serving in Torah, they're going to give over their whole essence of Torah. I want them to give over their own unique chelik in Torah. That's the shira, that's the beauty of Ashira Azois. Agav, some mentioned me a beautiful idea. He said, this posuk says, if you look at the posuk again, there's an extra few words. V'ato kisvu lochem es ashira azois v'lamdo es b'nei Yisrael sima b'fiem. What's the extra word sima b'fiem? What's the extra two words? Write the shira azois and put it in the mouth. So the Erech Haim HaKadosh says sima b'fiem means teach them to read, teach them kriya. I heard the Meudiger Hezbollah. Very often when we're teaching children Torah, we have our agenda, we have our place we want them to reach, we want them to cover a certain amount of dafim, this limud, that limud, especially when in a school system. And we know every child is different, every child is a different, the same way we don't all like the same flavored ice cream. Everybody doesn't always have the same understanding in Torah. Remember, it has to be a shiro. You know, we like the same type of music. You're always going to be a chasna. This one's completely, the music is not good. This one's like, it's always different. Sima b'fiyam, put the Torah in their mouth in the sweetest way that they will find it sweet. B'fiyam. Put it in their mouth the way they will enjoy it, the way they will relish the taste of the beautiful Torah. I want to speak the last few moments a little bit about Yonah Diyema, about Shuvah, about Shabbat Shuvah. You know, Shimshon once asked the big question. He said, you know, we say Avinu Malkeinu's, the Holy Sesame Shuvah. Which of the Avinu Malkeinu's is the most important Avinu Malkeinu? Which is Avinu Malkeinu the most important? You know, we look through them, they're all important, aren't they? Every Avinu Malkeinu is important. So, Reb Shimshon, you know which Avinu Malkeinu is the most important? Avinu Malkeinu. We shouldn't leave Al Tshuveinu Reikom Milfanecha. He says, we're spending so many days in Koiches, Slichas, Elo, Rosh Hashanah, says Mitzvah, Yom Kippur, Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Make sure we don't leave Reikom, we don't leave empty from these days. Rabbeinu Shel Olam, help us, we shouldn't come out Reikom. Novos, why is it sometimes that we may end up almost leaving Reikom? There are medal footafas, some of the older generation here may remember him. Vividly, I wasn't zeichet to meet Reb Mendel Futterfass. But those of you that you remember him, Reb Mendel Futterfass was a serious nefeshid, was in Siberia for 20 years. And they bring down for me, he said he's once in the prison in Siberia, and there in the prison he's watching the corner of the room, a spider spinning a web. And the spider over the next few hours spins a beautiful web in the corner of the room and it's waiting to catch its fly. And finally a fly arrives and it gets caught in the web, amazing. And he's waiting to see the spider catch onto the fly straight away. And the spider doesn't, the spider's waiting and waiting. He sees the fly trying to get out of the web. Doesn't get out. Novos. Once the fly gives up, The minute the fly gives up, then the spider gets him. So Mendel said, that's what the Yetzer Hara is trying to do. He's trying to let us give up. He said, ah, you're not going to get there anyway. You're not going to reach. Give up already. He says, Adarabba. He says, that's tshuva to remember. Ficho, revovcho, laseisoi, yisever, v'yastach of Yitzchayim. One of his Tamidim was going to a faraway country. He said, what should I tell them? He said, tell them one thing, that tshuva is easy. And here's the million-dollar question. I want to share with you an unbelievable idea of what the Gedder of tshuva is. In Shnas Tofreish Tzadiches, the Shlomo Hoffman was in Yeshivas Chevron, and he was going into the corridor and he meets Rabbi Cheskel Sana. He meets Rabbi Cheskel Sana, and Rabbi Cheskel said to him, why are you looking so down? You're looking a bit depressed. He said, what do you mean? He says to me, tshuva, it's time of tshuva, I have to do tshuva. He says, and therefore, why are you looking so depressed? He says, I want to tell you something. He says, I want to ask you a question from that. I want to tell you something from the altar from Slobodka. My Rabbi said, this is the yesod of tshuva in the most deep and unbelievable way. He said, the altar from Slobodka asked the following story. He says, there's a yid in Yerushalayim, and the yid is now traveling from Yerushalayim. And he asks someone, tell me, how do I get, I don't know, it's all that well, he says, oh, but I need to know, how long will it take me to get to Bnei Barak from Yerushalayim? So he's by the Yitzhak Air, and he stops somebody, and he says to him, it's about an hour, you travel down the road to an hour, and then he'll start seeing already the entrance of Bnei Barak. Fine, he gets in his car, he starts driving, 50 minutes, 60 minutes, an hour and a half, 90 minutes. He can't see any sign of no Coca-Cola. Can't see the sign of no buildings there. It's just desert lands. So after 2 hours driving, double as long as he was told the direction to get to Bnei Barak, he stops in a petrol station and he asks somebody, he says, tell me something, where is Bnei Barak? The man turns to him and says to him, Bnei Barak? He says, Bnei Barak, you're complete wrong direction. He said, you've gone Yamamelach area, Mitzparimon, you're completely in the other direction. He says, you have to drive back 2 hours, and then another hour from there to Bnei Barak. You've got a 3-hour journey ahead of you. You've gone the wrong direction. Asked Rabbi Cheskel Sana. He said, now he's realized where he needs to go. He's turned his car around. He's about to travel now, this trip, this journey. When is he in the closest place to Bnei Barak? So I would have thought, he's the closest place to Bnei Barak while he was half an hour away from when he was in Yerushalayim, when he was half an hour and a half away going that direction. No. The minute he turned his car around, then he got to the closest place to Bnei Barak. Why? Because he's going in the right direction. He says, tshuva, people think tshuva has to take a few days. He said, no, tshuva is a journey, maybe 70, 80, 90, 100 years. The yesod of tshuva is to be on the right direction, to make sure I'm on the right path, to say, Rabbeinu Shel Olam, I'm on the right path, I'm on the path home. And it's Maduik in the Rambam writes, in Perik Beis in tshuva, Sh'at sheyedol of yedea ta'alumos. What's it mean, ta'aluma? It's the hidden. We may look on face value, this person hasn't done tshuva, he's not finished yet. He says, Rabbeinu Shel Olam, I'm on the way home. But the big question, if we talk about sesame tshuva, is the Shulchan Aruch. There's one sif in Tufresh Gimel which needs an explanation. The Shulchan Aruch tells us, what do we do in a sesame tshuva? What are we supposed to be doing now during a sesame tshuva? Says the Mechaber, "Af mi she'ine nizel mi paschal kutim, but says mi tshuva tzorch nizoy. Even if you normally eat goyish bread, kosher bread, but goyish bread, on a seres mi tshuva, you should be careful. Seres mi tshuva, make sure that you eat kosher bread." And I remember one Motzei Shabbos in Yerushalayim, my Rebbe Reb Don reads out the Shulchan Aruch to us, says mi tshuva. He says, "I don't understand." He says, "Is this some joke? Playing a game with Rabbeinu Shel Olam. You know that in a week's time you're going to be eating goyish bread again. Now it says to me, tshuva, you're not eating goyish bread." He said, "What's going on over here?" So in order to understand this, I want to share with you a few words that Dubna Magid explains. He says, what is the Yisod of Tshuva? Like we read out in the Haftarah of Kisovo, Kiyonim ala Rubeseyem, like doves going back to their nest. Doves going back to their nest. I can't be standing here and say to me Tshuva and not say over the story which happened with one of our Mispalim, one of our Mishtatfim here, a few years ago, one of our Mishtatfim here, sitting in the room, made Chasna very new road, the Chuppah was very new road, and the Olim arrived to the Chuppah, and they come, they see a beautiful Chuppah decked in white, and they see the path walking up to the Chuppah, and they see that there's cages on the side of the path, and they're trying to work out what are these cages about. They come closer, they realize there's doves, beautiful white doves, sign of Shalom, of peace. Anyway, I had a friend of mine that was there, and he watches these beautiful doves that are there in the cage, and they had the chuppah is amazing, majestic. The chuppah finishes, and everyone goes into the reception, and your friend walks up to one of the organizers, he says, tell me something, what are you going to do with these white doves now? What are you going to do with them? He says, what do you mean? He said, where are they from? He says, oh, they're from a shop in Wigan. He says, how are they going to get back to Wigan? Who's going to take them back? He says, no, don't worry. He walks up to the cage, he opens up the cage, and the dove starts flying out. He says, you're going to lose the doves, they're not your doves. He says, no. He said, they told us, don't worry. He says, the way you get these doves back to us is just open the cage, and the doves will fly their way back home. They know the M62, they know how they need to go exactly, they know their way back home. He says, what do you mean? He says, these doves have that power that they know the way home. Says the Dubna Magid, Klal Yisrael Akiyonim Ala Rubeisehem. We know our way back home to the Rabbeinu Shalom. Rabbeinu Shalom says to me, just come home. You know the way home. It's innate inside you. As we discussed, it may take time. We may not be there yet, but we're on the path home. Rabbeinu Shalom, when it says to me, Tshuva, we're not going to change everything. We want to come back to you. We got a plan. It may take us years. It may take us 50, 60, 70 years. But on the way home, when we're misyatziv al-derech tov, we've turned our car around and we're heading in that direction. Says my Rebbe Reb Don, we say Rabbeinu Shalom. No, we're not playing a game with you and says Mitzvah. We're not eating pas palta, pas akum. We're not. Now, I know in a week's time I will. Rabbeinu Shalom, I'm telling you. Really, I want to be a yid that's on the madriga and the level to mesa nevesh only deep pas Yisrael. But I'm not there yet. But I'm showing to you that that's where my heart really is. It may take me another 5 years, another 10 years, another 15 years. But Tata, I'm on the way back home. That's the Yisoid. That's the Yisoid of Tshuva. I'm being misyatz about Derech Toiv. I'm saying, Rabbeinu Shalom, I'm ready to come home. I want to come home. I'm like that Yoino that's on the way home. I'm misyatz. The Rabbeinu Shalom is waiting for us, Tata, and we should be zeichet everybody to Tshuva Me'ava. مش بزيخت الجول من هيرا في يمين وانا خسيمة وخسيمة طيبة ما خسيمة طيبة